And welcome back into the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. And, you know, I guess maybe I haven't been on in a week or more or something like that. But I do apologize. But I say it every time because, you know, the same old story. I say it all the time. And it's probably like beating a dead horse because nothing's going to change. It's because I work too damn much. And actually, it's not been really bad this week. I just had a lot of stuff to do. But I'm maintaining. I'm just dreading because the holidays are coming, and that's just gonna be more work and more opportunities for me to work every single day, at least 16 hours a day. But I know you guys are tired of hearing about that, so we'll talk about other stuff other than my job, unless I get a phone call. It is a time of night when my work phone starts ringing, and sometimes I had to leave the comfort of my home to go handle some idiocy that's going on. The thing is, I've had nothing but employee problems, and that's what's been the bulk of, I said I wasn't going to talk about work, but it has a little bit, that's been like the bulk of my issues for the last couple weeks. Just employee problems, doing stupid stuff and making bad choices. I just don't understand, you know, and, you know, what job can you go to and sleep or invite your friends over to have a party? You know, what job can you do that at? None. You know, many years ago when I worked in retail and I worked in a mall setting, you know, my friends would come visit me, you know, when I was doing whatever. But I was like, oh, y'all got to go. Y'all ready to get me caught up, you know. And the job that I do, there's minimal supervision, you know. So you're pretty much on your own. It's not like I'm the boss that's trying to be up in your business all the time and saying, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. And I'm always around. And, you know, but people take advantage of that for some reason. They take advantage of not having any supervision or not having somebody there to keep them in line, you know, because when I do come around, everybody's perfect. You know, they're smiling, they're working, and I'm like, yeah, as soon as I leave, y'all are on your phones, you're calling people, you're doing things you're not supposed to do, sleeping, all that kind of nonsense, and I just don't get it, because I was never that kind of employee, at least I don't think I was. Of course, you know, when I was younger, you know, I didn't care. You know, you don't care about a job, you don't care about a paycheck, until the real bills start coming in, you're like, oh, snap, you know. And thing is, I'm talking, these are grown-ups that are behaving like this. You know, there's not no, like some teeny bopper that's, you know, working part-time after school. These are grown-ups, and this is your career, or not even career, this is your job that's paying your bills right now, and you want to act a fool, and I just don't understand. But, anyhow, sorry we're here on Thursday night. You know, normally I did the weekly rewind on Thursday night, but that show's on a hiatus right now. Hopefully that will be back soon. Looking to do some different stuff here on the 5x5. I can't talk and I'm not even tired. The 5x5 podcast. And, hopefully, I think, darling Nikki and I, well, she called me, and I've been busy, I haven't called her back, but hopefully Nikki will be back with us for some more real talk with David and Nikki next week. So look for that. And then of course, maybe me on a more consistent basis on a day that I've planned, I'll be here, more consistently, so you guys can hear my mouth. But anyhow, I hope you guys are doing good. I am great. It is fall, one of my most favorite times of the year, and I've been slowly pulling my boots and long sleeves to more to the center of the closet. And I think tomorrow's gonna be the first day. I don't think I'm gonna go all boot out tomorrow, but I'm dying to wear my boots. Last year I talked about, ooh, it's boot time, ready to wear my boots with these boots on. God, I love these one boots. They're Timberland boots, but they're like the hood urban Timberland boots. They're like more dressy, because that's what kind of boy I am. And I'm like, okay. And then my Steve Madden boots, but that's so gay. Talking about, ooh, wear my boots. If I had some Batgirl boots, trust, I'd wear them. Don't hate. With them thigh-high numbers. If I could get my big fat leg and fat feet in them, I would do it. But so I'm like, okay. But some of these, like, I have a lot of these printed tees with like Batman and Superman and Flash. My Flash shirt is really cute. I just bought that the other day because last weekend, I don't know if I told you guys, I went out. I went out. Believe it or not, I was out and I actually had a good time. This past weekend, I guess. But I have a really cute Flash shirt that I bought at Gordman's. If you have a Gordman store and you just want a pretty cool printed tee with superhero logos on it, you can't. $9.99 at Gordman's, and they even have the ones for the big boys. Some of the ones I'm not gonna wear. I'm not gonna wear a shirt that says Big Daddy on it. Although my mom, she bought me a shirt years ago that said Big Daddy, Big Boys Rule, or something like that, and I only wore that to sleep in. That can't be seen in public. But also, they have a lot of stuff there. Gordman's, I like Gordman's. So these t-shirts, you just add a long, what's those thermal mesh shirts on it, and it becomes a winter fall shirt, right? Because I'm not trying to buy a whole new fall wardrobe. Although that does really sound enticing, but no, not today, no ma'am. We're making the transition here locally. I think it's going to get down to 30 something tonight and almost freezing tomorrow. But it's time, I don't start wearing a coat and probably till December, but I like this time of year and everything's turning and the crickets are dead. Not by my hands, because I never found the last, well, that one I killed, but the new one that you heard last week, if you listen to the pod, well, last time, if you listen to the podcast, I think he just died. He's in cricket heaven somewhere. Chirping and getting on Jesus's nerves. Throw a Bible at him and one of the little crosses or something. But they're gone. It always happens that time of year, but so I'm happy that I can sleep now without wearing headphones and not have to worry and let the crickets stress me out, because I was stressing out, right? What else is there? Fall and going out, and I'm such a lightweight anymore. When I did go out, and the guys, I told you about this. When I went to Chicago, I had my first ever alcoholic root beer, and so now when I go out, I'm grown and I'm trying to get a grown up drink, and can I, y'all have that Not Your Father's Root Beer? And I'm asking for that, and I'm sipping on it. But if you're not careful, it will get you kind of blitzed, because I had two the other night, and I had to get a Coke, because I got a little buzz. But then I was home in bed by 1:30. I'm like, oh my God. But it was a long week. It was a long week because locally, we have what you call the West Side Nightclub Fall Festival, and we've been having it ever since I was a kid, and I'm a man of a particular age, so it's been around for a very long time. It's fun stuff. It's just for this area, it's very nostalgic, and one of the bigger events that we have, because statistically speaking, I don't know if it's statistics or not, it's the second largest street fair, second only to Mardi Gras in the United States. So that's a pretty big deal. Although I didn't have any problem with traffic or anything. Went down there a couple of days for lunch and for dinner, and ran into some friends. Ran into Kristen Elaine from the Thought Bubbles podcast, and then some other friends that I've seen from around the city. It's good. You get to see people that you hated in high school, and I see this one guy, and I'm like, man, you look old. You look really old, and I still, you look youthful. If I didn't have these gray whiskers, I could pass a 25. A very mature 25, but I think I could pass. But nobody's carding my black ass, trust and believe. But so I did that, so we're going to talk about that tonight. And also, the fall television season has started. We're 3 weeks in on some shows, 2 weeks on other shows, 1 week on a few shows, and I have my picks. Some things came back that we didn't think were coming back, but we're gonna talk about that specifically, American Horror Story Hotel and the premiere of The Walking Dead, which just premiered this past Sunday. And we'll talk about those, and we'll do a quiz. I'm gonna let you know what carny food or carnival food or festival food am I. So we'll take that quiz. That should be fun. And we'll talk about the comic book that can give you an STD from Image. You don't want to miss this, and you're gonna want to pick it up because it's a great read. All that. I'm sorry, I have a little tickle in my throat tonight, and a little bit more. Tonight on the 5x5 podcast, and I miss you guys. When I go extended periods of time, I thought it was gonna be really late tonight because Thursday nights are always bad for me because I'm playing catch up with work, but I got it done in a respectable time, so I'm happy about that. But stay tuned. When we come back, we'll talk about some things that will make you go, or maybe not. And we'll have a little fun. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back. Now you guys remember that song. That is Soul to Soul with Keep On Moving. That was the first song off that Soul to Soul album. The second, which was kind of the bigger one, was called Back to Life. And I heard it on a show the other day, and I was like, it was odd how they had that in that show. I can't remember if it was like Law and Order. I can't remember. But it was like, oh, I should love that song. And Karen Wheeler, she was a part of the group, but she was the lead singer. I can't remember. She tried to go solo. It didn't work. But it was a good group back in the 90s. I remember when that first song came out, I was in college, and I had my very first college job at a company that's gone out of business. That's what you get, called Farmore. It was a big, say, a supersized Walgreens. And I just remember, the guy's name. His name was Dave Casey, and he was an ass to me. He was so mean to me. And I remember, when I had enough, I was one of those kids where, back then, I guess I didn't think I had to push carts and stuff, cause I didn't want to do it. And I remember when I had enough, cause I worked there. Wow. I worked there for a minute. He was just, it just was nice, because I opened the store. I got the job when the store was opening, and there was no direction, and nobody would tell you what to do or anything. And maybe I was kind of naive, because it was my first job, and I'm like, what am I going to do, or how am I going to do it? And there's no direction, and I need, you know, directions and to do whatever. And I was kind of wandering around the store, and I was always getting in trouble. And I was trying to do the right thing, but nobody ever gave me any direction. I thought it was stupid. That guy was such an ass to me. And then what crossed the line was when he told me, like, from the store, there's a JCPenney home store there now, if you got the local guys, you guys remember that. And from where JCPenney home store, where Farmer was, out to the main road, wasn't much out there then. This has been, God, 24 years ago, 25 years ago, and it was snowing and everything, and he told my black ass to go out there, the only one, to go out there and retrieve the carts off the street. And it was the bow. And I'm like, nah, I think I'm going to go home. And I never went back. And then I finally got a job that I actually stayed at while I was in college, at Sears Service Center, which I actually liked. Although, the funny thing is, I've been seeing all these people. And he was an ass to me, too. but, it, you know, I respected him because he had a lot of knowledge, and he was nice to me sometimes. I don't want to throw the black thing up there, the race car. You know, some white folks, y'all just don't know. y'all don't know. And you know, I was subjected, even at this job at Sears, to the management passing around inappropriate black jokes, you know, with the N-word in it, and you know, I wasn't supposed to see it, and all that kind of stuff, and just had to deal with all the stuff. But although I made myself the best at that job and one of the most valuable workers, employees at that job, and it was just going through that, as I'm still like, what, 18, 19? You know, not even 20 yet when I had that job, and they were kind of mean. He was kind of mean, and the whole atmosphere, but I needed the job. Struggling college kid, I had to do it. But I seen him, and I thought he was dead. And I actually spoke, you know, and I don't think he realized who I was. Maybe he did, and we kind of chit-chatted, but wasn't much. But I was looking flawless that day. And so he was like, oh, okay, I see you still around, doing okay, I guess. But it's just been weird. Been very weird. Anyhow, welcome back. It is the 5x5 Podcast. My name is David. Thank you guys for joining me or listening to this show in the archive, whenever, wherever, however you're checking out the show. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. I'm surprised you guys are still listening. after all this time, we still have a few listeners. And so a lot of new listeners that seem to be enjoying hearing my big mouth ramble on about stuff. And Thank you. Thank you. You know, you can always follow us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. And you can go and like the page and check out other stuff that I have on there. Or send me a tweet at the5x5, where the fives are numeric. Send me a tweet over there on Twitter. And just like in the Blogspot blog, the5x5.blogspot.com, you can go over there and leave us a voicemail, which none of you have done yet. I don't know what your problem is. I've asked you time and time again to leave a voicemail, and you haven't did it. What's the problem? Say anything. Don't get cute, because you know I'll show out. But leave anything. I think it's fun, and gives me something to use on the show, so I'm not boring you with my crazy talk on here. But check all those social media things. I'm also on Instagram. One funny guy, the number one, FUNNYGUY, and I'll be glad to see you guys there. But you know what, if I had a kid, I was reading an article on Instinct magazine.com. There is some lawsuits going on because at the time, a 15-year-old had lied on his Grindr profile, which when you get a Grindr profile, if you straight people don't know what Grindr is, it's like the Tinder for gay people. I think we had ours first. And so any of these dating apps, there is an age restriction, like you have to be 18. And so I think when these parents are buying these iPhones and iPhone 6s and Androids and all this kind of stuff for their children, I think there needs to be something on there with a parental lock when they buy that they can't download content that is age restricted. I think that should be mandatory. I'm not blaming the parents. Although I think you need to use your best, use your brain instead of your dick when you're on these apps. Even when you're meeting people, I think you need to be mindful of people lie. And they lie about a myriad of things. This young man lied about his age. He was 15, and he was meeting these 18-year-old and 19-year-old men and having sex with them. And so, as the article went, a family member, which they didn't disclose how they found out that this young man was on Grindr, I guess alerted the parents or whatever and the authorities. And so there's four men who are facing, you know, some serious charges. Not only, I guess it would be statutory rape, and then when you start sending pictures, you know, that becomes child pornography. And this 15-year-old has And I'm going to say he's going to mess up these other guys' lives. Although I will say you need to be careful of who you're dealing with online, because people lie. And I think I would know somebody, because if I was going to meet someone on Grindr, and if you look a day under 30, I'm going to quit. Can I see your ID? You can cover your name. I just need to see the date of birth, the DOB, right? And so this one guy, he can spend a lifetime in jail, you know, and or no, was it 18 years in jail or 10 years in jail, but then be branded a sex offender for the rest of his life. It's not fair. I don't think it's fair. And I blame the parents, because when you put this type of technology, because it's so easy, like I was speaking of Instagram earlier, you know, it's so easy to type in something and your kids get an education that you may not want them to have yet. You know what I'm saying? Especially these kids that are, 'cause these kids are a lot more advanced than we were. Well, I was, although I you know, I found my dad's porn magazines, you know, the Playboys or whatever, when I was 6th, 7th grade. And, but these kids, you know, but that took some hunting and searching and looking in the couches and in closets and stuff like that. These kids have all that in the palm of their hand, you know. You know, you can type anything and it's on there. You can type spaghetti, and you know, and you might get, you know, two girls in a cup. What, you remember that? So just I think we have a responsibility to your children, My nephew has a cell phone. When my niece got her first cell phone, it wasn't all this Android and apps and Google and all that stuff on the phones then. But now, it's way too easy. My nephew's not allowed to have a Facebook. He's 13. He's not allowed to have a Facebook or any of that stuff. And I think that I think the makers of these products in the phone, there should be, and maybe there is. I don't have children, and I don't have that word, but maybe there is something that you can, some kind of parental code you can put on the phone. So when you're buying these things for your children, because Christmas is coming up, remember this, parents. So your kids, what they're going to learn about sex, they're going to learn about all that stuff, but you might as well teach them at home, so they're not scared, or they feel like they have to hide. And do things like this young man did, and it's a sorry situation. Hopefully, there's some type of solution to that problem. Anyhow, moving on. There's a comic book that can give you an STD. Well, it's about STDs, and and speaking of Grindr, right? it's called Beauty, The Beauty, and I always try to get new comic books. That's not doesn't have the formula of good versus evil, and there's a hero or heroine, that's always going to be able to save the day, even though they might have to go through some trials and tribulations. At the end of the day, they're going to win. And but this is a little bit different. It's more like a X-Files type of book, but in the sense, the concept, or not the concept, the concept behind it is there's an STD that has plagued the country. Or the world, and it makes you beautiful. Once you contract this STD, you start losing weight, you start getting abs, you lose your gray hair, your face turns a particular shape to make, I guess, make you more attractive. There's been scientific studies, the geometry of attractiveness, and uses that as one of the, I guess the themes. But it says fat melted away, thinning hair returned, skin thinning hair returned, skin blemishes faded, and their facial features slimmed. It became known as the beauty. Victims of this epidemic were physically changed by the virus, and this was a disease that people actually wanted. The STD was like any other that had come before, and and people wants to get this disease, but the caveat is, I guess the longer you have it, I guess your body starts succumbing to the beauty, and you blow up. That's what just happened. And issue number two. So if there's a book you want to jump on right now, it's brought to you by Image, Jeremy Hahn, Jason A. Hurley, and John Rauch. They have made this book. There's some really interesting covers. Comes to us by Image, $3.50. It's a new series. Whether will it catch on or not, it's an interesting read. I'm like, okay, let me try something different. Although, because like on the issue two, they had a guy in a Speedo, so I'm like, that has to be interesting. and Image, they normally do. Image are the ones that bring you The Walking Dead, Saga, which has they're in hiatus for some reason. Saga. What else comes from Image Comics? Nailbiter, all kind of good off the bandwagon type of comic books that you don't have that, like I was talking about earlier, that good versus evil dynamic. And this just kind of put things in perspective. So if you were to get an STD and it was an STD, or if you knew there was an STD that could make you beautiful, and although it did, the end of your the STD, when it burned itself out, you blew up and you could get it, would you do it? Would you do it? Or even if there was a possibility of you blowing up, would you take the chance to lose the weight, get a little bit more attractive? Would you do it? So check out that comic book. Let me know if you would contract that STD. If there's an STD out there that could change your physical appearance to where you would be more attractive, I guess it puts attraction, that whole beauty's in the eye of the beholder thing in perspective. Would you do it? Would you catch that disease? Would you wanna be part of that and run the risk of being blown up versus being gorgeous? I'm fine. I'm fine. If the chance of blowing up, I don't think the chance is too great. And I think it also puts in how we use unprotected sex, how we. One, they say 1 in 3 gay men do not use condoms, and I think the statistics are even higher for if a guy is bisexual. Maybe that's what it was. So it's like, things you don't think about those things until you have to think about those things, and this is putting it in your face. This is a result. It might be fun and good while you're getting it, and you might get a lot of action, but you could blow up. Food for thought. Well, I am rambling tonight. I didn't plan on rambling this long tonight, but hey, it's I gotta wake up early, so I have about 25 more minutes. But I want to say Happy Spirit Day to everyone out there. That's why I played the Keep On Movie song. I didn't mean to get to STD so early in the podcast, but Happy Spirit Day. We last year we celebrated, Nicole and I believe, celebrated Spirit Day here on the 5x5 podcast, and we were on the web. I think we were on the website because I may have donated some money or something, but. Spirit Day, if you don't know, it began in 2010 as a way to show support for the LGBT youth and take a stand against bullying. Following a string of high-profile suicide deaths of gay teens in 2010, GLAAD worked to involve millions of teachers, workplaces, celebrities, media outlets, and students in going purple on social media, or wearing purple, a color that symbolizes spirit, on the rainbow flag. Spirit Day now occurs every year on the third Thursday in October during National Bullying Prevention Month, and has become the most visible day of support for LGBT youth. This year, GLAAD will celebrate Spirit Day on October 15th, which is today, where we will stand together, communities, corporations, celebrities, landmarks, faith groups, sports leagues, schools, and so much more, to send a message of solidarity and acceptance to LGBT youth. I think it's very, very important. This idea was created by a teenager, Brittany McMillan, and she wanted to remember those young people who had lost their lives in su to suicide and to take a stand against bullying. Bullying. I could never say bullying. And a few facts about how serious bullying is. 49% of LGBT students have experienced cyberbullying. 56.7% of LGBT students did not report experience of bullying because they doubted an intervention. And 61.6% of LGBT students who reported bullying said school staff did nothing. I remember being bullied. And back then, I guess I was called fag, sissy, punk. But it was like, it wasn't like, gay wasn't so mainstream as it is now. Of course, I went to school in the 80s. It wasn't mainstream. It was gay people were around. It's not like it was, ooh, hush, 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 we got to go through the alleys and sneak around. Although I'm sure that was going on probably in this city. But, it wasn't one of those things people talked about. But if you was too friendly with girls or have more girlfriends, and not romantic girlfriends, then you was kind of targeted. And I remember being targeted in my community and in the inner city where I grew up in. And I just remember, wow, if I didn't have such will and such good friends, maybe I would have, contemplated the other side of that story, which thank God I didn't, because I was always proud to be myself. Although at times I was scared because the ignorant people that lived around me, they had more than one reason to be jealous, but they targeted that. And I'm glad I had a foundation of support, not only that because I think my friends knew I was gay, because I was a good person and I always did the right thing and I was raised right. But a lot of people don't have that, so we have to be mindful and teach your kids, leave other kids, not just gay youth, fat kids. I don't mean to say that mean, or heavy set kids, or kids that are going through puberty that have a lot of pimples, because my nephew, and I feel so sorry for him because I never really went through a whole lot of puberty. I didn't get a lot of pimples on my face, but he's going through it pretty bad. And I'm like, and he's a heavier kid, and I'm like, I don't know why he's messing with him, because I would just lose my mind if somebody was messing with him. And because he's such a good kid and he has such a great heart, and it's like a when you think about it, wow, I wouldn't want anybody doing that to my kid. And like, I spoke to a guy, it's like I told you guys the story before here on the 5x5 podcast. He friended for me on Facebook, and something that I carried from my childhood, high school, into my adulthood that I remember like it was yesterday, even in this moment. I'm like, remember what you said to me, in gym class? Do you remember what you did to me? Do you remember? I said, and I've carried that all these years. And he was like, oh, we were just kids, just kids. What if I was that kid that was on the brink, And I think, I don't know if you can really blame an adult for their actions as kids, but it doesn't, for me, the sting was still there. Yes, I'm an adult as well, but just you trying to friend me on social media, it brought back that moment that I really didn't like. And so, so I think, he didn't apologize. He tried to sell me some self-help. I'm something about being a self-help author or some nonsense. That's why you're short. And not to be a bully about people being short, I'm just being funny, but it's like, yeah, no, I brought that into my adulthood, and I still hear that from time to time, and it's not fair. And so I could just imagine, like a lot of kids who are more open today, what they could possibly be going through. Nobody, I wasn't admitting to anybody I was gay, but some of these kids are out there and they're very proud of who they are. And I read an article about a church telling somebody, don't come back because if you're choosing to embrace this lifestyle, God didn't tell y'all to do that. So it's just people are messy nowadays, and it's a scary world we live in. 55% of LGBT students feel unsafe because of their sexual orientation, and 38% feel unsafe because of their gender expression. 74% were harassed because of their sexual orientation, because kids are coming out earlier now. And then 55% were harassed because of their gender expression. And then on a physical, the physical statistics, 36 were abused physically harassed because of their orientation, 22% for their gender expression, and then the assaults, 16%. So it's happening. Tell your kids to keep their damn hands off other kids. I don't care what they feel about them, whether they're gay, they don't look the same, if they think they're don't have the right clothes, poor, leave other kids alone. Leave them alone. And but if you have someone in your life that you feel that is on the brink, or are in distress, reach out to them. Don't wait till it's too late, because it very well could be. Okay, that got dark real quick, right? We're gonna take a little break. We come back, we're gonna talk about fall TV, and then we're gonna wrap up with a quiz about carny food, and I'll tell you what I did at the fall festival this past week. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back.
I used to think I was will never find the one who will know how to love me. Boy, this is something. To hear your voicemail, it make me wanna call and replay. The way you talk, yeah. Boy, you're speaking my language. I hear you saying
love will be.
There's no place I'd rather be. Boy, this is not me. Don't stop what you're doing, yeah. When you come around, I don't know how to behave. I get so open from all the words you've spoken.
Happened to SWV, baby. You know, they had that show on Oxygen, came on after the Braxtons or something like that, but what happened to them? You know, they were fighting on the show. You know, he had Coco, Taj, and Lele. You remember the I'm So Into You Girls? What was that one song? Weak, you know, from the 90s, the early 90s, and they were that girl group. You know, Rain, Anything, that first sister was SWV, stands for Sisters with Voices, and that album was the jump off. When I tell you it was the jump off, I mean every song, that Human Nature song, they mixed it with Michael Jackson's, it was off the chain. So that was one of their new songs, newer songs. I was just informed that song was 4 years old. But it's a good song. I'm like, okay. You know, I think some of the lyrics, I think some of these people have some lyric problems. Wifey and some kids, really? Y'all really said that? But I've always loved Coco's voice. So that's Cosign by SWV. So, you know, those girls still need a little help. And I miss girl groups. Is there any girl groups out there? What happened to the girl groups? I think En Vogue was the last great one. invoke TLC, you know, in my opinion. I hear that the what's the one girls with all of the Spice Girls, they're going on tour and soon. And it'd be fun to see those back. I remember when I was coming out, Spice Girls were really, really big. But anyhow, welcome back. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David, and we're on the last quarter of our show. Trying to keep it to an hour so I can go to bed. I don't think I have any television to catch up on. The shows are all in full swing. Gotham is doing its thing. Flash. I think Flash is just like, fuck it, we're a comic book television show, and that's exactly what we're going to be. When does Supergirl come out? Does it come out next week? Something like that? I have very, very low expectations for Supergirl, but it could prove to be different. I don't want to be corny. And corny, I don't know. I just don't want it to be corny. but Flash, you know, they're pulling things right off of pages, right off of covers. My opinion is we're a superhero show. We're doing it. So what? You know, they're even, in my opinion, it's turned out to be a better and a more fun show than Arrow. Because Arrow can get really, really dark, and it does get really, really dark. Because Arrow is television's Batman. Although he has taken on the Green Arrow after three seasons. This is the fourth season? One, two, three? Maybe the fourth season, I think? Third season of Arrow? He's finally taken on the Green Arrow name. This might be season four. Not that it's not good, because it is. I still don't like Katie Cassidy's Black Canary. I've tried, and I don't want to see Black Canary fighting with a police Billy Club. I don't want to see that. I need her to do some flips. I need her to do some cartwheels. I need the Canary Cry. We have metahumans in this universe. They need to go and give her her powers, and stop playing, because Black Canary is a badass heroine. You know, they're just playing her so poorly right now. Although Katie Cassidy is going to be in Louisville Comic Con on November 6th, 7th, and 8th. If you guys are going to be there, yours truly will be there. I think I'm going to go one day with the Thought Bubbles podcast. I think we haven't made concrete plans, but I think that's going to happen. And then maybe we'll get that podcast. We'll get that podcast that we've been saying we're going to do for a while done. And a picture. We never get a picture together. And we've been to several events together. She's going to be there with Stephen Amell. Unfortunately, Robbie Amell did cancel, which, you know, that's what I wanted to see, because he's really cute, right? But I did see him in Atlanta when I was there. But I've already seen Stephen Amell, so I'm not going to pay again to get a picture. You can sign my picture, but I'm not going to take another one, unless you're taking selfies at your table. Anyhow, so Flash is doing its thing. It's just a fun show. And Jay Garrick, come on. Jay Garrick from the Justice Society, they've already put in their, and there's so many little subtle hints, the 52 singularities. If you haven't seen the time breaches in their world, the 52, the new 52, the 52 Earth crisis is in there. They're all these little subtle hints to everything, which makes me like geek out every time I watch the show. But Jay Garrick, although I don't like him and not having his speed, I know he wasn't as fast as the Flash, but he is a Flash. He can tap into the Speed Force, I think is what it is. They've introduced the Professor Zoom, the reverse Black Flash, which that's what it looks like. I wonder if my Funko Pop will go up in price. I have that one. but Jay Garrick and the helmet and then the outfit, and he, boy, his body, and he looks cute, and all the jokes. It's a great show. So Flash is my favorite. My second favorite, because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is doing very well. This is the show they wanted to be three seasons ago. They on the season three or season four? Season three? With the Inhumans, you know, that's killing the mutants. but it's really, really good. And there's little subtle things going on there that I'm like, okay, this show is where it wanted to be 3 years ago. So very, very cool there. But I have to say, my biggest disappointment this season, although I was disappointed last season, is American Horror Story Hotel. It's not doing it for me. And you know that saying, too much too soon? I think they're doing way too much too soon. And it's, I don't want to be shocked. I don't want shock value for the sake of shocking me. I want the unexpected shock and not the blatant in your face. You know, and it's almost borderline softcore porn. I mean, they're pushing the envelope and there's a lot of gay stuff. I'm so tired of seeing gay people on TV now. They're everywhere. Gay people are everything. Just on Arrow last night, the young man who made the algorithm to for cost effectiveness at Palmer Technologies, he was like, "Oh my, me and my partner can take that trip we've been wanting to." I'm like, "Oh, why do you have to be gay? There's no need for you to be gay. You know, make Sarah was gay. There's no need for you to be gay. Come on, man. Y'all doing too much. Don't try to appease me by appeasing me, if that makes sense." And, but, what's the saying? I lost my train of thought. American Horror Story. I mean, the very first, the guy from New Girl, you know, he's getting humped or raped on a bed with a metal corkscrew or something. I mean, come on now. Y'all are doing too damn much already. And there's people getting slit. Although Matt, what's his name? Matt Bomer. He looks really, really good. Lady Gaga. Yeah. You know, the whole story is kind of all over the place. And I'm going to give it a couple more watch looks. I don't know if I'm going to watch the rest of it because they're just doing way too much. They're not saving anything. Like, I think with, I didn't like the first season, although I watched it, and it was kind of provocative, but it was good. But the second season, which was Asylum, they told a story. They got there. You know, we started here. We're going there. This is how we're going to get there. And they told the story, and although at the end it got kind of silly. And they always kind of lose their steam at the end of the season. Then you had Coven, you know. This is where we're beginning. You know what it's about. You know, we're going to get there. You know, and they told the story and they got there. At the end, it got kind of silly with Stephen A. spinning around and shit. But, and then Freak Show, which I just couldn't stomach after the fourth episode. I don't know what happened. Don't care because I thought it was horrible. And then now this season. And why has Naomi Campbell showed up in all these shows? And she's an actress now. I mean, bona fide actress. She was in Empire last season. Now she's in American Horror Story for at least one episode. You know, she still looks great. And then this season of American Horror Story, you're already there. Where are you going? You know, I guess the whole theme of this season is the cop guy finding his son, although the daughter in episode 2 has found him already. And he's, I guess the vampires were no fangs. They just slit people's throats and dump blood in each other's mouth and then have sex and blood and all that. I'm like, y'all doing too much. And there's people trapped in mattresses and they're feeding people and mixed Kathy Bates. It's too much too soon. Y'all doing too much, you know, and it's not even fun. You know, I want to be scared because I'm sitting there looking like, this is gross. It's not even like scary or even like, ooh, I wonder what's going to happen. It's not even have that vibe to it. So yeah, not liking that. And then lastly, The Walking Dead premiered on Sunday, which I'm not saying I didn't like it. It was good. I don't know. For you guys who read the comic book, I do not read this one. The comics I do not read. I know there's big things on the horizon for our people. And why does the lady who's in charge of Alexandria, why does she look like Captain Janeway from Star Trek Voyager? And she sounds like her. I mean, the nuances, I'm like, that's Captain Catherine Janeway. You know, and I love her, and although she's on The Orange is the New Black, I don't watch that either. But it's interesting. I think that there was a cliffhanger at the end of last season's episode, and hopefully this season, Carl finally gets it I hope he gets bit and tore to shreds because I don't like him. I never have. I haven't liked him for like 4 or 5 seasons now. But they're doing their thing. It's still one of the best shows on television. And I don't know what kind of numbers it did, but I'm sure it's blowing them all away from a cable standpoint. And then there's Empire, which I haven't watched this. Have I watched this episode? Yeah, I watched this episode of Empire. It's losing a little bit of its steam, I think. Not for me to be throwing any salt on Taraji P. And I just don't know. It's still good, but I'm like, okay, y'all had to do something really, really drastic to keep me interested, because I'm ready to start watching Buffy all over again. Y'all stop playing with me when I don't have nothing to watch. But you know what I've been watching? And I don't know if I told you this last time. There is a web series. It's, I don't think they do it anymore. I think there's they say there's 2 seasons, like 6 episodes, that someone has parodied and put together. It's called R&B Divas Got to Be Real. And there's like Chaka Khan, Aretha Franklin, Patti LaBelle, Beyonce, Rihanna, and they do all their voices, and whoever does Patti LaBelle's voice has its own point. And then Aretha Franklin's character is hilarious, and then Dionne Warwick, and they're taking little videos from different places and put them in there and just parodied, is that how you say that, over them. And they really give it to Fantasia, and I probably watch that every night before I go to bed, because I can listen to it and know who they're talking about and just laugh, because they throw so much shade. It's so funny, but it's shade about stuff that they've done, real life stuff, and Whitney Houston's on there too. It's really funny. So you guys gotta check that out. It's on YouTube, and if you type in R&B Divas Got to Be Real, I think you'll pull the episodes up on YouTube. They're really, really funny. But anyhow. That's fall TV. That's what I'm watching. Let me know what you're watching. Go to the Facebook page and tell me. You can post on this episode, Festival Food Fallout, and that's what we're going to be talking about when we come back, and we're going to wrap up and take our quiz. And I said it's going to be only a few minutes, but we're almost at an hour, so I might keep you guys a little bit longer. But one more song, you know how we do it here on the 5x5 podcast. And when we come back, we'll talk about festival food, we'll take a quiz, and you can take it with me. It's the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back. And you know, that's going to be an edit, because that's not what I wanted to play. This is what I wanted to play. We'll be right back. I used to love that song. That was that came out of the Dr. Dre camp back in the day. You know, she was pre Truth Hurts. I've been looking for Truth Hurts music all night. I think I found it. It's called Lifetime. I'll play that next time here on the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. Welcome back. we'll wrap it up. So, last week, like I was telling you guys earlier, we have a local fair called the Fall Festival. It's been around for years. And when I was in school, that was a big thing to go down to the Fall Festival. Your parents would drop you off with your friends and you get to walk around and, you know, hang out with your friends and eat food. Back then, I guess you didn't really eat food. You played the games and walked around and, you know, looked at people and found all your little friends. And there was all so much fun to be hanging out with your friends without your parents down here at the Fall Festival. Big deal. In this area. But so, you know, as adults, we go down there to indulge in the festival, because I don't trust them. Well, I don't ride rides anyhow, and I'm really not trying, no offense to any car you should listen to my show, but I'm not riding the rides you put together because I don't trust you. You know, I don't trust you playing them games. I don't trust you because you'll be cheating. I can't even win a damn fish. So, no. Although I did play some games. Didn't try to play it with a fish. But I'm like, but I guess all those, I would like to know the statistics behind each game because there has to be some statistics. But no, I go for the food, you know, and to watch people and see old classmates that look really, really old and horrible now. so I went and I knew better. My stomach has just returned to normal. I'm not going to go through all the graphic and gory details, but trust me when I say it's just returned to normal. And I was getting afraid. I'm like, I might have to go to the hospital. Because when you keep on putting things in, at some point, something needs to come out. I'm not trying to be gross. I'm just trying to tell it like it is, right? And so I went down there several times. And, you know, I'm such a creature of habit. I eat the same things all the time. All the time, and I know what I want. I know one thing I wanted this year that I got last year was what they call a firehouse burger from the fire rescue, fireman team club, whatever it was. They were all men, so you know I'm gonna patronize. I'm going to patronize them. And so I went there and got the peanut butter. Flaming Peanut Butter Burger, I think it was called. And it's a sausage burger that has cheese, peanut butter, pickles, onions, and jalapeno peppers. And when I tell y'all that thing was so good, I remember being that good. But I would never put peanut butter on any burger that I would make in my house. But down there, I'm like, oh, that thing is so good. I swear I probably had, one on Tuesday. I had two on Wednesday. I didn't go Thursday. I was doing too much. I had one on Friday. I went with the family on Friday. And then I had another one. I had somebody bring me back one on Saturday. So that's five. I had five of them for the week. That's not good. My stomach was karate chopping me, like going, "Hi-ya, gotcha," you know, all all week long. But that's not all I ate, y'all. You know what? I didn't get a lot of sweets. And normally I have a crazy, I've told you about this, a voracious sweet tooth. Only two sweet things that I had, well, maybe three, four. I had two pieces of chess pie, and depending on where you live in the world or in the country, it can be called a buttermilk pie or a custard pie. But here locally in the Midwest, we call it a chess pie because it's all it is butter, a ton of butter, a ton of sugar, eggs, Milk Nut, and more butter and crust. That's the pie. And so I think they throw some lemon extract in there for some reason, or some cornmeal, whatever. But it's good. It's my favorite pie ever. I could eat it all day long, all day, every day. And they had somebody down there was making it. So I had two of those last week. So that was good. Then I had some pumpkin spice cake balls. They were good. and my sister clued me into this, you know, because they fry everything. I seen fried Kool-Aid, fried alligator, fried booty hole. I really said fried booty. They didn't have fried booty hole. They didn't have fried. they had fried a lot of stuff. There's, you know, carnival food is all fried. You know, what we can is put some batter on and stick it in the oil and fry. We're gonna sell it, right? And it's funny because you're walking down the street because it's like block, like several blocks on both sides of this food vendors, local food vendors, churches and stuff like that. And but you walk it down. There's places. There's like the old people, the old ladies, I don't know what their group is, that sell the fudge. They've been there for years. I remember seeing them there as a kid, you know. But you see, like, people don't have anybody at the booth. I'm like, they food must be nasty because y'all don't have a line. So you have to go to the line where they're long because, you know, the food's good there. But when I tell you, baby, it was called a fried Klondike bar. Now, I'm not a big ice cream fan, but when I tell you, this fried Klondike bar made me run up, turn a cartwheel, spin my head around like Linda Blair, and buy a second one, I'd be telling a lie because that thing was so good. So if you ever at a carnival and they are offering a fried Klondike bar, buy four because they were off the chain. So that was good. So that, my stomach was mad at me for that. And then what I probably really overindulged in was and I never had this before. I think my sister had one last year, but I'm like, that don't even sound right. Of a pronto pup brat. Now, you know, a pronto pup has a hot dog in it. This is a pronto pup batter, battered, fried, deep fried bratwurst. Whew. When I tell y'all, I could go find one. If somebody was selling one right now and they were selling it for $50, I would go get one. It was so good. And I probably had 6 or 7 of those last week. That's what my stomach was like. I'm going to teach you a lesson. You can't eat no more because you're ready to blow a gasket. And we're going to keep you constipated for about 75 days for pulling this shit because this ain't funny. But I didn't care. I hate it anyhow. I think it's all like really ate. I did have some goat meat, like a goat meat haystack that wasn't all that great. Gave me heartburn. What else? There's some different stuff down there. They had like alligator gumbo and fried pickles and chocolate covered crickets and all that kind of stuff. And but it was good, but I paid for it, you know, and thank the Lord that I'm back to normal, you know, almost a week after the festival has ended, because good thing it only comes once a year, because I was ready. If it went on for 2 weeks, I'd be dead. I kid you not, I would be dead, because I couldn't stop going. And eating that food, and I was like, Saturday I was having people bring me food home. I'm like, you know what, you're doing way too damn much with the carnival food, and you're ready to be up in here with them talking about clear and shocking your ass back to life. You're doing too much, and y'all wouldn't get to hear my beautiful voice anymore. Anyhow, so that was my fall my festival food fallout. But I don't know why that stuff. I guess everything fried is good, although I did have some chicken fried bacon, and I'll no longer say bacon makes everything better. No, that was horrible. It was horrible. And I also had a muddy pig, and that was chocolate covered bacon. And it would have been good if the bacon had been cooked a little bit longer. When I bit through, the chocolate was really good, but when I bit to it and got to the bacon inside the chocolate, the bacon was really chewy, and I don't like chewy bacon. But I think that's it. I mean, things are coming to me like, what else did I have down there? Ooh, and the coup de grace, and my sister and my niece, they all begged me not to eat it. I don't know where they got this idea from. They must have got it from Supernatural and from Satan, because you don't put this on one sandwich and expect people to survive it. But I did, and I lived to tell about it. I don't know what they were calling it, but it was, see, what I thought, it was a donut sandwich that had pulled pork on it. Now, and that was, I had a slaw dog too. no, a something slaw dog. It had, and pulled pork was big. Barbecues in down here. A slaw dog that they had down there was like a hot dog on top of pulled pork with coleslaw and cheese and stuff all on the top of it. That thing was good too. Me and my boss had one of those, so we went down there one day together. But no, this same booth had this donut sandwich. And here I thought it was they had cut a donut in half and then put the barbecue, whatever, on the inside. When I get this thing, it's probably going to be the profile picture of this episode. It was two donuts, two glazed donuts, and what they had stuffed between it was pulled pork, onions, pickles, and cheese. And when I tell y'all that thing was good, and I wanted to punch everybody on the street and take theirs, the ones that had one, I was like, my sister was like, "Please, David, don't eat that. Please, 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 don't eat that." I'm like, "Girl, I gotta do it. I got it." Although I didn't have to do it, but I was like, "No, girl, I'm gonna do this." But it was really good. It was a little different at first when you're eating it because I think it was too much donut. It was too sweet, and the sweet overpowered. I've been rambling tonight. Overpowered the savory in that sandwich, but it was still good. I'd eat another one if I had the opportunity. So. Anyhow, enough of that because I'm getting hungry. It's too late at night for my fat ass to be eating anything. So we're going to end tonight with a quiz. So for you guys who are watching live, or for you guys who are catching the show either here on Spreaker.com or on iTunes, if you haven't followed us or subscribed to us on iTunes, please give us a rating and subscribe, and you can hear us anytime you want to hear us. Go to brainfall.com and type in "What carnival food are you?" And the first question is, at the fair, you always make a beeline for the Ferris wheel, bumper cars, tunnel of love, pirate ship, or the drop tire. Well, since three of the five of those include heights and I don't do all that, I would go with the safe, because I don't ride rides, but I would go to the safest one and do the bumper cars. Number two is, what's your favorite carnival game? Whack-a-mole, strength test, water gun race, ladder climb. I really don't play games much. I'm not going to use, because I know I said I don't trust them because they cheat, but the game I've had the most fun with, because I've played it with my niece and my nephew, like the family thing, has been the water gun race. So we're going to choose that one. The next one is, your date or loved one really wants the prize at the ring toss. So you play till I win it for them. Try a few times, but these things are usually rigged anyways. Forget about it. Try it a few times and then stop because they're very expensive. Like, all these games were like $5 a pop. I'm like, are you kidding me? You kidding me? And people were paying the money. What sideshow act would you rather see? A sword swallower, a trapeze artist, bearded lady, dancing pandas. I could live without any weird acts. Well, you know we're going with the sword swallower for more than one reason. you would rather go to the carnival with my family, a group of friends, my best friend, my significant other, or I'd rather not go at all. Always have a lot of fun with my family when I go. So we're gonna choose that one. Number six, what's your favorite thing about the carnival? The rides, the games, the food, everything. Clearly, it's the food. Number seven, do you scare easily? Yes, I'd rather stick to the tamer rides. I'm not sure it depends. Sorry, I can't hear you from the top of this. I'm gonna put I'm not sure it depends. I don't scare very easily, but I'd be scared to get on a ride that was really high, but I'm not gonna do that, so we'll choose that one. What's your carnival pet peeve? Long lines on my favorite ride, not enough food stalls and seats. It kind of smells. There isn't one in my town. We're gonna say not enough food stalls and seats. Carnivals are great fun every now and then, a pointless waste of money, totally worth it no matter how old I get. Totally worth it no matter how old I get. Number 10, who's your favorite Disney villain? Maleficent from Sleeping Beauty, Hades from Hercules, Scar from The Lion King. Villains, but they're bad. That's a good question. I've never seen Maleficent, so I can't choose her. Hades from Hercules, although I love Greek mythology. The only one I've really seen is The Lion King, so that has to be it, right? And so I am a candy apple. You're It says, you're sweet and surprisingly refreshing. You're not afraid to mix things up to experience something out of this world. Well, I don't know how sweet I am. No pun intended, don't get cute. But that's what they're saying. All right, guys, it is getting late, and we all have to go to bed. Or you guys, you might be listening to it during the day. You might should be doing some work or catching a nap. It's ready to be the weekend. If you are in an area that's getting a little cool, pull out those boots and your shawl or whatever, and have a great, great weekend. We'll be here next week. Look for Darling Nikki and I to return on Real Talk with David and Nikki. I think we're gonna record some several episodes so I can release them during the week because we haven't did a lot. And thank you everybody on iHeartRadio. You guys have been listening a lot more than my iTunes subscribers. But iTunes subscribers, they liked consistency, and I understand it. I just, my job, you know, I've told you guys about that before. But have a great weekend. Hopefully, I won't have to work so much. I've been working on that to get out of some work, but maybe I won't, maybe I will. You never know. But anyway, you guys have a great weekend. My name is David. It's the 5x5 Podcast, and we'll see you next time. Good night.